With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18-plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This basketball game for an exhibition game is suddenly kind of getting interesting a little bit. From Embiid fouling out, a little jostling. And you know how you can tell it actually, they can say this and they can say that before the game, but now that we're playing, teams are calling timeouts when they don't like what's going on, when other teams go on runs. Canada just went on a run, and Kerr's like, hey, he was like, no. And Canada, we're all like high-fiving each other at the bench. Like, it doesn't seem like an exhibition game. Seem like you guys are kind of into this suddenly right now. Like, they're into it. You know, they don't want to go crazy, but there's a bunch of NBA players here going head-to-head. You know, egos are going to step up and in. They fought back, Cam, but they gotta keep on going here because the U.S. are going to hit some threes. You know the U.S. have a run left in them, too. They've cut the lead to 6, 3 minutes left in the third quarter, 60-54.
You bring up a great point. These guys all know each other. They play in the same damn league. Canada's like, you know, USA's little brother. They want to bang with these guys. It's like when you're playing Ghana or one of these other countries, like where's the rivalry or whatever? Like, this is a big deal. I don't care if it's an exhibition game. It's plus Canada versus the United States. That's the way it is.
Edwards dunked. A few of them have, like, spent a little bit of like, street talk going on. Like, LeBron, like, did a little dunk and did a little stare down the guys. Like, it's getting a little bit realer out there now. It's fun stuff, though. It's a good game, actually. For an exhibition game, it's really good quality. And it's just, I like to see SGA on the floor. You know what I mean? SGA's not on the floor right now, but Canada are battling and they're playing good defense. But damn, there was an air ball. That really would have been a big 3-point shot for them. So we've had some great games this week. The summer of soccer continues. If you recall last night, we were talking about England and Holland. And we said, you know what? 1-1 is plus 550. And it was so close to being 1-1 and going under the number. And I had it all, man, like from correct scores. I had under 2.5. I bet the draw in the game. I did load up. They're sort of like soccer teasers in a way where I had like Holland plus 1.5 and like I hit a Canada plus 2.5 with it and stuff. But it was a heartbreaking win late. And England are like the luckiest side ever. Listen, it was a great goal. We'll give them like props for it. But it was very similar to last night, Cam. In the Argentina game. Last night with Canada and Argentina, it was the same thing. The ball was like Canada had the ball and was sort of moving into a scoring advantage, like a 2-on-1 type of deal. Buddy in Argentina smokes Buddy on Canada. They don't call it. Mm-hmm. Canada flip out. Everyone's like lying on the grass. Buddy's lying on the grass. Everyone starts freaking out. Argentina kicks the ball up the field and scores 15 seconds later. And it was like, dude, it should have been like a free kick for Canada.
You're right.
The exact same thing happened today, except even more egregious. The dude on Holland was fast, and Canada wouldn't have scored anyways because we weren't scoring. Holland might have scored. Buddy on Holland was taken off down the right side of the pitch, gets lit up. It's like, bro, that's a free kick, man. Like, and no, they don't call it. And then, boom, 20 seconds later, England scored. I was like, and I knew when it happened, Cam, I'm like, they're going to score now. They're going to score with like a minute left. Watch. In my head, I'm like, they're going to score. And then they scored right after. I knew it was going to happen. But I tell you
what the crazy thing
England
is,
are going to be out of luck against Spain. They're not beating Spain.
That's the thing. You're coming back with late goals against the Swiss, against the Dutch, and now you're playing Spain, who was down 1-0 to France and found a way to get two goals. And then, hey, England, if you're playing the way you're playing, you got no chance against Spain. I'm with you, Marenzi.
Let's roll. Level 3 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Marenzi. We're balling
on to T-Mobile right now. Canada and the USA getting after it for an exhibition game. It's been moderately entertaining. There's been parts of this game where both teams are sort of jawing at each other and getting into it a bit, although it is an exhibition game. It's 66-54 right now for the USA. Canada were up early in the first quarter. The US went on a run. Canada's been like coming back. They just cut the lead to 6, but then boom, the US score a couple of buckets. Next thing you know, it's 10 once again. So and now it's 12. 66-54 late in the third quarter of play here. We'll keep our eye on this, and we'll keep you up to date with the updated point spreads as the countdown of the Olympics are on. This is obviously just an exhibition game, but we got a full house in Vegas. The Toronto Blue Jays are racking up the runs right now in the San Francisco Giants. 10-4 in the middle of the eighth inning. Meanwhile, the Halos are up 7-2 on the Rangers late in that baseball game. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babana, will step up and in and join us. And we'll get into week 6 of the CFL. We'll talk some more college football. We were talking college football earlier and pro football earlier. Paul Bovey stepped up and in and likes the Cleveland Browns over 8.5 wins this year. Meanwhile, our boy Keeve O'Neill threw us a curveball. East Carolina Pirate win total to the over. 6.5 wins for the East Carolina Pirates. And it's that time of the year right now. And oh boy, the U.S. just hit a 3 on the way out to get a 15-point lead. Really? The money line dream is done. And now the sweat job for the point spread. I tell you what, I got 15.5 and ended up closing at like 11.5, 12.5. I'm going to see. Maybe the 15.5 might end up saving me. If they lose by 16, 17, then you know what? I'm just Krusty the Clown, and shame on me. Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll lose by 13 or 14, but that was a big 3. Anthony Edwards at the end of the third quarter, so it's 69-54 right now. In-game total is also dropped to 171.5. So dramatic stuff today. England find a way to make it to the final in a controversial officiated match. And oftentimes people will talk about, oh, that referee is corrupt. This referee actually is corrupt and was corrupt. He actually got caught and was suspended before for taking a bribe in the German league many years ago. Ooh, but it happened in 2004. See, we're so soft on crime, we're even letting crooked referees back into the into the pond. So this guy, I don't know how much Harry and Kate, whoever the hell is in charge after Elizabeth died, Prince Charles. I don't know how much Prince Charles paid this guy. That was the most one-sided screw job game almost out of all these tournaments that I've seen with the Copa and the Euro. The officiating was freaking terrible, and Holland kept on getting screwed. Dude, they got screwed out of a corner kick late in the game. They got tackled late in the game. It got led to a goal. But credit to England, they keep on finding a way late, yet it's going to be like Boys to Men said. It's the end of the road. All right, now you get the Spaniards awaiting on Sunday, and Spain are not the teams that they just played. Spain are plus 137 favorites. I love when you're getting a favorite of plus money. Plus 137 to win the regulation, 187 for the draw. England are plus 250. And let's be real. It's been a nice run for Canada in the Copa, but we knew how it was going to end when you go up against Argentina. And we saw what happened with the Edmonton Oilers in the Stanley Cup. A team from Canada hasn't won in forever. The Toronto Maple Leafs haven't won in forever. This is England. It's the same thing. These poor people in England are going to drink like 16 million beers on Sunday to watch their team lose in the final again. Very yeah. similar to like Canadian NHL hockey teams, right? Yeah, you might make it to game seven, you might make it to this, but somehow in the end, you're going to lose, right? And I think that's the way it is. It's almost cruel at this point because they made it to the last Euro Cup championship final as well. Not easy to do to make a back-to-back finals, and I'm not writing them off yet, but Spain are 6-0 in this tournament, guys, and just absolutely lethal. England have shown flashes, but let's be real. They're very fortunate to be in the position that they're in right now. And not to take anything away from them, but their side of the bracket was pretty soft. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Man, there's been a sequence here in this basketball game. International basketball is different. Oh, boy, this total slowing down. There's one turnover after another for both teams. You can absolutely, like, mug somebody. They're not calling fouls. And one thing that the U.S. are pretty good at, they've adapted fast, and their size is a big advantage here. You can blatantly goaltend in international basketball. Like, so you can block shots against the backboard, which the U.S. have done a couple of times. You can take the ball off the rim, and I swear to God, this first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, both teams are just like taking the ball off the rim, goaltending, pushing, blocking. It's a real street ball game suddenly, and we'll see, man. It's starting to get away from Canada right now. Like I said earlier, when Canada have their starters in, it's fine, but it's an exhibition game, so they're trying to figure out who's going to, you know, they're trying to get some other guys some minutes here. And they just don't match up with the U.S. bench. But when Canada's playing in a real game, SGA and Murray will be on the floor the whole time. So this is just an exhibition game. At this point, we just got to pray that we can backdoor this number somehow. And hopefully they put SGA back on the floor at some point. See, at some day, see, AD just blocked a shot that in the NBA would be goaltending. But it's a good block here. It is what it is. 70-54, 8 minutes left in the basketball game. So we were talking about England escaping and surviving, making it to the final. We got Spain at 8-1 before the tournament started, and I'm not hedging, and in fact, we're figuring out ways how we're going to pile on. Spain, I believe, will beat England. And Colombia, we've been talking about this Colombia team, now undefeated in 28 matches. They get it done tonight against Uruguay, 1-0. And they face off against Argentina Sunday night in Miami. Argentina are plus 125 favorites. Colombia are plus 250. The draw is plus 210. Let's bring in Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, right now. What's going on, Babano? Good to see you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Good to be with you guys. Fun seeing the Camster on Sunday night at the Ticats game with Darsh and the crew. Wish it was a better result for my team, but it was still fun nevertheless. And yeah, we're down to the championship matches in these soccer tournaments, Copa and Euro on the weekend. I'm actually looking forward to them. There should be good matches.
So how many beers do you usually drink at a football game, Babana?
2 to 3. Nothing crazy.
Wow.
And that's pretty much what it was on Sunday. No, we did a bunch of drinking.
I got my Visa Bill game.
Before the game.
It was a problem.
So we did a lot of beer drinking. Yeah.
Lots of drinks in our section, yeah. We party with Ticat fans. Great tailgate in Hamilton, too, Moretz. You'd love it. Like, yep. These people got, like, food for you and whatever. Like, very friendly. Like, it was a very, like... whatever. Darsh, I was basically his prop, and he gave me a Lule jersey because I'm a ginger. And everyone's like, hey, Lule, you want a beer? I'm like, okay, sounds good. You want a burger? Okay. Like, they're like, the Hamilton fans are really hospitable. Very nice people.
They are. Yep.
There were 80,000 people at the England-Holland game today. How many beers do you think the 80,000 people drank?
Oh, man.
Oh, the 80, Dutch 000. And the Brits? That's a lot of booze. Yeah, that's
gotta
a good
be
call.
I know, because they had to, like, be prepared for, like, the crowd. So, like, I knew, like, they announced how many beers that they brought to the stadium. 1.5 million.
There we go. I knew it would get into the million. I said million.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Basically. Yeah. The previous one was 1.3 million, and so we have like another 200,000 on stash here if we need. Think about that. One football game, one soccer game today, those people in the stands drank 1.5 million beers.
That's so amazing. So
if you think about it, it's 80,000 of them. So it's an average of about 4.5 beers each type thing.
Yeah. That's fair. And they're bigger over there. They have like real pint sizes, not the little crap that you get at the games. They're all small cups. They're feeding you large.
So. No, they rip you off everywhere.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, though, isn't the cup size bigger in Europe because the Brits, like, drink so much? They're not giving you Dixie cups. Like, they're
no, full they charge beer. Them because you know they're going to pay for it. They're drunks. Okay. So it's like you rip them off.
You're drunk.
When you're drunk, you'll pay for anything.
It's the Euro Cup. You're inside. You don't have a choice. They can tell you, it's 60 euros for a beer. What are you going to do? Like, you know, okay.
I'm in.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you say, friend. Yeah, exactly. No, you're right, Gabe. You're shred.
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy, though. Yeah, 1.5 million beers between the Dutch fans and the Brits. Yeah, no, the Germans. Well, they take their beer seriously, right?
Yes, they do. So, good place to have it. You know, the Germans aren't going to be short when the Brits come in. They understand these guys are piss tanks, so they load it up. Yeah.
And the Germans don't like the Brits, too. They probably cut them off quicker than the Dutch. sorry, I'm sold out. No, sorry. Like,
yeah, bloke. Yeah, that's right.
I've been,
now, what about the percentage of English fans drinking to Dutch fans? That I'd like to know of the 1.5 million.
That's a drink, too. Like, they're
well, yeah,
they're
that's a good point, Babano. I guarantee you that the British fans drank more. The Dutch are healthier people.
No.
They are. They still drink.
Yeah, I mean, like, healthy, but not like the Brits, bro. Like,
no, the Brits are sick. I went cruising and we went on cheap ones, and there's a lot of British guys there with their cigarette and Speedos, and they're slobs. Like, these guys, like, they were a disgrace to the cruise ship. They were pretty bad. Like, people didn't want to be around these guys.
I would say Canadians, Brits, and people from Wisconsin, the biggest slobs, drunk slobs.
You look like I was classy.
We'll throw the state of Minnesota in, too. Like, no, I don't mean it in a bad way, but, like, there's certain places where it's like, yeah, dude, like, that's all they do is drink. Like, Iowa, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, Moretzi, these guys are in the pool with a dart hanging out of their boat, ashes everywhere with a beer. It's like, these damn Brits. These guys are just, they're menaces to society.
Scots are another one. They're big drunks, too.
Let's not even go there yet.
Like, Ireland has the reputation, like, but the Scottish, like, is next level and stuff. Like, debauchery. They're the ones that always get arrested in the Middle East on vacation for getting too drunk in public. It's like, I always wonder, it's like, you know they arrest you for getting drunk in public, and you're a lush drunk alcoholic, so why would you go?
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at LegendsWithAZ.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
To this place, just go to Vegas, then you'll be fine.
Is, you can't understand a Scott when he's sober, let alone drunk. Like, they got
drink
no
everywhere
chance
in Vegas. Yeah,
they're done. Deeper. Yeah,
72-61, 5.5 minutes left in this game.
Oh,
and it's a point spread sweat job. That's a sweat job.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Renzi. The pitch, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Thursday night throwdown continues. So much stuff going on. We're tracking this basketball game. We got to get to the golf picks, some football picks, but some wild stuff tonight, man. So Uruguay and Colombia was a wild match, all right? I talked about it earlier. In hindsight, it's easy to say, but we did bet it. And, like, I bet the over cards, and I never bet this prop before. It's first time for everything in the betting market, guys. I bet total tackles. I went on the specials page. I started scrolling. And I saw tackles. I was like, these teams are going to beat the crap out of each other. It won in like the 70th minute, over 44 and a half tackles. I was like, oh, that was easy. And I was like, damn, I should have done that in all these Copa games. It's been violent bloodbath. But there was a near fight after the game. I kidded during the match. I said, minus 150, one of the Colombian players punches the ref soon. Like, the Colombian players were like getting really in the ref's face, not just like sports in his face. It was like, this dude's about, like, they're about to beat him up type of thing. The Uruguayans are, like, really dirty players. After the game, Uruguay, to be jerks, because they know Colombia, they pulled the hockey move, guys. They know Colombia's going to the finals, so they're trying to get him suspended and fight with them and stuff. So after all this, the Uruguay players entered the stands in Charlotte tonight to fight the Colombian fans. Like, it got really hostile after they went away from the cameras tonight. God
bless
the Copa.
Game?
It's better than the Euro. It really is. It's just more intense by far. The fans care more. The players care more. Everything is just more important.
I was watching that fight in the stands, and some girl was in there throwing haymakers, like, with form. Like, coming at guys. Bam, bam, bam. Like,
that's
I'm like, whoa. She's in, like, a sports bra, just, like, punching out guys. I'm like, this chick's crazy. It was awesome, Marenzi. I was just like, yeah, that's passion, man.
Yeah, we're going to see all these videos after the show was done. And the U.S. Finally did it. People, I didn't think they had it in them. I didn't think they were fire Greg Berhalter, but they did. So the U.S. is looking for a new soccer manager right now. Everyone's talking about Klopp, but I don't think Klopp is going to take the job. So, big three for the USA as far as the point spread is concerned. Drew Holiday. This guy always hits big shots. Like, it was just, 14. It was 13. They're lingering around, and suddenly he pops it to 16 with the Holiday three. It's like, oh, really? Like, I swear, man, Drew Holiday, it's all he does. Canada just hits a deuce, and they're going to the rack here right now. As Ian Cameron, AK Babano, stated, a lot of people, and I patted myself on the back, Babano, oh, it's a bad number, 15 and a half. It's going to come down. I did get the 15 and a half, and we'll see if it saves my ass here, bro, because it closed at 11.5, 12.5.
That's true. And like I said, it says right now it's a 16-point U.S. lead. 13 minutes left.
Okay, 13. Thank God.
Yeah,
keep it at 13. No,
they just hit another three. Why? You got to hit a three. You're already up. Like, come on. Oh,
you're already
God,
dead.
That sucked.
Stop scoring. Let us lose by 15 or less. Come on, man. This is getting stupid. A midfield, it's right on. Gabe, it's 16 points, a buck 15 left. Like, this is a sweat job of all sweat jobs.
Yeah, it really is coming down. This is like an NBA game. It's coming down to the final shot. This sucks.
Yeah. This is a lesson, though. And to your credit, getting the early number. Because if you get this 11.5, good luck. Like, that's the whole thing. You don't just bet it, oh, it's still out there at 11.5. This could save our ass, this 15.5, and getting it right when it came out. I'm praying. Right?
There's a buck 20 left, 16-point lead. Looks like Canada's going to the free throw line, though, here. So it really is just like an NBA game. It's like, oh, free throw's late, you know. Jerk just hit a three. It's like, dude, you got a 16-point lead. What are you shooting threes for? Just back off, bro. Oh, all right. No, the only lesson I'm learning here is don't put like thousands of dollars on an exhibition game. This is like, I'm going like DJ and Mad Mike, a guy we used to work with in TV in the old days.
Yeah.
Sitting next to him in an office cubicle, he looked over and he had his head on his, like, sort of like he's leaning in. He's like, oh. It was a preseason game. Like, how much did you put on this anyway? He's like, $35,000.
Yeah,
like, well, that wasn't
Eagles.
A good idea. Yeah, that wasn't a good idea to put $35,000 on an NFL preseason game. He's like, you were talking about how much you liked it earlier in the day. I was like, yeah, I didn't say put $35,000 on it.
Sorry. Remember he came in, remember he had like a brown bag with just money in it? Most people have lunch. It's just a giant brown bag of money. It's just like, what? This guy was amazing.
Except his problem is he didn't really have $35,000 to be betting.
That is true. That's very true.
It's easy to be a big man. Like, yeah, it just anyone can place the call, but after his ramifications to place in the call.
Yeah, exactly.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency, and the drama is big at T-Mobile tonight in Las Vegas, Nevada. Depending on when and where you bet it, final score, USA 86, Canada 72, USA win by 14. For the most part, the USA covered the number. Like, unless you bet it like right away in the morning. And I got it at 15.5. It did move to 14.5 at the same book. But 11.5, 12.5 was the number. And what's pretty crazy was at 14, and the U.S. just took a three-point shot at the end that would have, like, you know, just changed everything. It didn't go in. And actually, I'm pretty sure, I think it was Holiday again. Like, this guy's too much. Like, it's like, bro,
what's he doing?
You figure, you know what, I'm just going to bury the number for other people just in case what the point spread was. But 86-72, final score. We survive by betting it and being a degenerate. And being the first ones up, I put a nickel on that, too, at the 15.5. We do lose with the money line. That was a bold pick at plus 600, but we can accept it. Wow. I'll tell you what, the U.S., damn impressive. To come together this quickly like this, and the lethalness of some of the rotations that they had, like, we're on the air live as all this stuff is going on, but like I said, when they had Anthony Davis and Jason Tatum and Anthony Edwards on the floor together, that was pretty lethal. I'm telling you guys, coming into the Olympics, Anthony Davis is going to be a massive star for this team. Like, he's going to be a big-ass stud. Joel Embiid is his mid-season, regular season form. He was playing well. He fouled out. He cried. He bitched. He played dirty. So it's just like an NBA regular season game for Joel Embiid. 86-72. Final score for the United States of America. Game stays way under the number. Total closed at 202.5. So,
all things created equal, though, you guys, they should be disappointed if they don't win gold, U.S. Like, the roster is made for them to get it done.
They're minus 600.
Is that supposed to be a hot take?
Yeah. They don't win gold. Heads are going
to
roll.
There's no reason this group shouldn't get it done.
Yeah. I love the battle. I'm going to tell you this, though, Gabe. Thank you for getting me. That Blue Jays game, too, they're down. Giants scored 2 in the bottom of the ninth, so I hit my plus 5.5 and 4.5 and saved my ass. Thank you. Oh, man, these games have been sweat jobs the whole night, but they're working our way. Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Sometimes you got to be good to be lucky to be good and be on the right side of stuff.
Yeah,
that's sort of the end of a massive run of gambling for me. And obviously we're not stopping tomorrow, but between – I had all these bets that were carrying over, man, over all these soccer games from – France, Spain, tied into the Netherlands game, tied into Canada, Argentina, parlayed in-game with Uruguay and Colombia game. And I was up to like 32 bets. And and then the basketball and all this stuff that I had. Now I'm looking, and it's almost like a come down. It's a letdown. I got, I'm looking here now, and it's like, man, I don't really have, I got nothing in action here right now. I got a bunch of futures.
Well, I got something for you. LAFC versus New Mexico United. We still got time in that game. Maybe the old New Mexico United plus 700 for a draw. They get the next goal. It's 2-1. Hey, it's a lot of take back.
It's the U.S. Open Cup, so it's not LAFC's full team here. And you got Sporting KC and FC Dallas. That's a real, actually, MLS game.
Yep.
The LAFC, and actually they're both U.S. Open Cup games, but Sporting KC and FC Dallas, both MLS teams, 1-0 in the 77th minute. So, Babano, I don't know if you've got some golf picks for us for the Scottish Open. I know Cam does. I'm keeping it pretty simple. I just got a piece. I got an odds boost here for Tommy Fleetwood, 22-1. That's my pick to win the tournament. I might, maybe I'll come up with a top 20 here or there or something like that, but I'll just throw it up there. I'm going with Tommy Fleetwood to win the tournament, 22-1. What do you got, Babano?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This is your tune-up tournament for the Open. Ludvig Åberg, 15-1. Tommy Kim, 30-1. Aaron Rye, 45-1. Thomas Dietrich, 65-1. Nikolai Højgaard, 100-1. And a longer shot here for the Scottish Open, Matt Wallace, the Brit. 125-1.
Right. That was well done, Babano.
Yeah, that was
very
smooth.
Concise and quick. That was very unlike you.
Sorry,
Cam Stewart, what do you like?
Well, boy, very unlike you. Concise
well, he caught me off guard. He caught me off guard by being so
it's
fast.
It's a compliment, Babano. No, usually you're right. Like, he's got like a lot more. But anyway, Babano, I love your golf guys' selection. Guys, I'm going to start with I like Åberg too, but the number is just not there. But he also has a bet boost. But this is where we're going to start with Minwoo Lee, who's won this tournament before at 33-1. I think that is an absolute great price. He's always top 10 in Scotland. Babano, we both have Tom Kim at 40. I think that's an absolutely stellar price for a guy that actually another guy who plays really good in Europe. Robert McIntyre, Gabe. How about the old Canada Scottish double dance right now? Canadian Open winner.
He's Scottish.
No, he's got a new caddy. I think that was a one-time thing with his father. He's pretty old, right? So, but anyway, McIntyre paid for his family's mortgage, paid off their house. Good guy. Brian Harman, the little lefty, 55-1. Let's remember, Harman won the Open Championship. He's not afraid of link-style golf. I have an addiction to Eric Cole, and it's a real problem because if he wins and I don't have him, I'm going to lose my mind. He gagged on Sunday in the final round, but this course is short, 110. And Gabe, I got one for you, too. Last week's winner in Europe, Ewan Ferguson. You're going to go back-to-back in Europe and Scotland? He's a Scot, 125-1 for Mr. Ferguson. How do I say no? Gabe, your guy, Xander Schauffele, for a top 10 to plus money, plus 125. We talked about Tommy Fleetwood for the top 20s. This guy is plus 120 for a top 20. I will also plan for crazy money for a top 10. Fleetwood could win this thing, but I like those bets. Ryan Ginger. It's another drink at the Ticats game. Babano, plus 210 for Aaron Rye, one of the hottest players in the world and used to play on the European Tour. We also have a couple other guys, Gabe, at 30-1. Thomas Dietrich, 30-1. Babano, your guy has him to win. I get plus 145 for top 30. I'll also play him at a bigger price, top 20. Gabe, do you like your burger burnt? I have Bernd Wiesberger. I think he's there. Oh, first, our friend Christian Bezoutenhout at plus 150 for a top 30 finish. And finally, my friend Bernd Wiesberger, the Austrian sensation, plus 230, finished top 10 in most of his events in Europe. So that's what we're going to do. First round leaders, guys. This is what it's going to pay Gabe for the rest of our soccer bets. Aberg, 30. Tommy Kim, 40. Remember this one? E-V-R. That's Eric Von Royen, 80 to 1. That's what we're going to do. Ferguson, I got to take him at 100 to 1 for a first round leader. Eric Cole, 110. And the Finnish sensation, his brother plays in the National Hockey League, Sammy Valimaki, for the Arizona Coyotes. 150 to 1 for Finland's own Sammy Valimaki. Gabe, I'm going
banana. You mean the Utah Hockey Club?
Oh, sorry, the Utah Hockey Club. Utah Hockey Club.
Remember I told you, Cam, the first day I said, I bet you they just go with a hockey club, and they did.
It's horrible. It's so good to get a team name. I'm so done with the FCs and the Reals. Like, get a team name, okay? Let soccer do this.
Yeah.
Football, hockey.
You're right. Even just own it and say we're the freaking Yeti. The Yeti didn't suck. Put a Sasquatch type of snowman on your, like, you know what I mean? Snow mountain man type on your thing. They had a few of them. Like, just, I don't know. They could have come up with something, but they didn't like, the owner didn't like any of the names. And he said, we'll let it come naturally. You know, just for now, it's hockey club. We'll let it come naturally. But here's an odds boost that I actually will roll the dice on.
Yeah.
First round, top 20. Ties included. First round, top 20. Rory McIlroy, Aaron Rye, and Robert McIntyre.
I do
28
like that.
28-1.
What a price.
For the first round. It's only one day. Wow.
I like
thing
that.
Is, you know, you got to be top 20, but it's not easy in the first round. You know, some of these guys start slow, but I don't care. 27.98, it's worth a bet.
That's a crazy price because Aaron Rye historically comes out of the gate hot. Rory can too, and McIntyre's playing great golf. That price is nice. Very nice.
It's a good one. Top 20. First round.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and...
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk and television continues. Been a super fast show tonight, but we've been spoiled with a lot of really cool sports events. We had the basketball game on live tonight, but we got some football coming up. Countdown to kickoff is on. We're now 44 days away on the East Coast, 45 still for those of us on the West from college football kickoff. It really is coming quickly. And the NFL Hall of Fame game is August 1st, man. Like, we're literally, that's, you know, that it's a couple of weeks away from the start of the NFL preseason. People don't realize how quickly the preseason is actually coming. And, of course, we got the Olympics. If you're just joining us, USA beat Canada tonight 86-72 in a tune-up to the Olympics basketball. Competitive game. It was a fun game. And I'd actually say, you know, if you watch the game like we did, it was closer than the score sounds, kind of. Right? Like, Canada were in it. The big difference was, and in being an exhibition game, listen, the U.S. looked amazing. They're going to win the gold medal. It would take a miracle to beat them. They really have to be off. Like, they have so many good players. But if you're Canada, it wasn't a big, like, barometer of theirs. I barely saw Jamal Murray on the floor here tonight. SGA didn't play. He played, but it was, you know what I mean? They played a lot of guys off the bench tonight. It's an exhibition game. They wanted to get, like, people some minutes and figure out, like, who's going to be the real guy, the backups, etc., coming off the bench. So, and they're only 40-minute games. So when you get into the Olympics and it's real, SGA and Jamal Murray are going to be on the floor all the time. So if you're Canada, it's all good. If you're the USA, it's all good. It was a fun game. And if you had plus 15.5, it was all good. If you laid a 12.5 with the USA, it was all good. This is one of these games that some of the odds makers are going to be mad about because a lot of different people won at different numbers. It's one of those weird games that there was like a, you know, there was 11.5s and 10.5s out there earlier in the day. So, and how many people had U.S., let's say Canada plus 15.5 and bought back at USA 10.5, and they got middled a bit on this one tonight. But let's get into some football right now. We've talked college football, NFL football on the show. Let's get into week 6 of the CFL. And you know what, guys? Every league, I'm honest, it's the same thing for me. I usually start off the NFL season really strong, like the first 4 or 5 weeks. College football, same thing. I always find as seasons go on, it gets harder. Like, I like the early games in the season. And I find now when I look at this week in the CFL, and I've been doing really well in the CFL this year, but I'm like, damn. Past weeks, I'm like, oh, I love that. Oh, I love this. They're way wrong about that. This week, I'm like, oh, boy. I don't know. Like, man, I can make a case for a lot of teams here. And this game tomorrow, Babano and Cam, I'll start with you, Babano. It's a tricky one, bro, with the Argos getting 6.5 against the Alouettes. Total is 50.5. I will say I reluctantly like the over of this game. But, you know, I will say this, too. These CFL games are almost like the NFL this year, guys. The Thursday night games have been a little bit sort of lower scoring, less energetic. You're asking teams to play on a short week. It's hot weather. You're in the middle of the summer. It's a weird game tomorrow, Babano. What do you think of it?
Well, you look at it here too, Gabe. I think there's reasons to like Toronto in this spot, getting 6.5 and 7. Now, Cameron Dukes plays like he did last week. They're not winning, and they're probably not covering. And he did struggle against Montreal. These teams just played 2 weeks ago in Toronto, and Dukes didn't have a great game. You know, he barely didn't even hit 200 yards passing. He had a couple interceptions, and obviously had a brutal night against Saskatchewan. Corey Mace, you could see the expertise of knowing what to expect from Dukes from his time in Toronto. He devised a brilliant game plan defensively against Dukes, and it worked. 4 interceptions for him. But you got this team now off 2 losses. You know, they lost to Montreal a couple weeks ago. And Montreal, look, for a 5-0 team, they've been great. But now the point spread's catching up to them. It's kind of why I liked Calgary last week. You know, you're laying more points now with Montreal because of how good they've been. And I think Toronto getting the points is worth looking. Dacroix being out is significant, guys. Marc-Antoine Dacroix may not play. He's a ball hawk in that secondary for the Alouettes. When he left the game against Calgary, all of a sudden Calgary's offense started to move the football last week in that game. So I think I'm going to give Toronto a shot here. Plus 6.5, plus 7, keep it close. I remember they played Montreal very tough in Montreal both times last year. So after losing to Montreal at home 2 weeks ago, I'll take the points with them here, and I'm with you, Gabe, on the over. I know it fell short. It landed right on 50 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was 50.5 last time.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy. Oh, it is again. It is again.
Yeah, same total.
I think we'll just get over the number just a little bit.
Man, I do like the over. Cam, you willing to take the Boatman plus 6.5 here?
No,
it is a tricky spot.
I I think I differ in this game. Like, now I might change my mind, but the way Montreal got a test from Calgary, I think Jason Moss, he's done such a great job coaching. I think they'll be ready for the Argos. And one thing is, there's no love lost between these teams. Montreal beat them down in Toronto. They're at home. And I think that scare that Calgary gave them, Gabe, will make Montreal really prepared in this game. And that defense, they could get the Dukes. I think Montreal, it's a good number because you'll attract Argo money. But I think the Alouettes win this game by literally like 7 or 8 points. Just cover the number. And I'm going to do a teaser with Montreal to the over. Hell, you could do an Argos teaser too, if you think you get 13.5 or whatever, over 43.5. But I like Montreal to win this game and just cover the number. Agree with you guys on the over.
If I had to pull the trigger on one best bet in this game tomorrow, if you're tuning in, I'd say take the over 50.5. There could be turnovers, pick six here, fumble here, inner, you know what I mean, return, good special teams on both teams. There could be some Montreal, a big play, a capability. Another thing is Philpott's just a stat machine too, guys. Take Philpott to score a touchdown, yardage props and stuff. We'll post some stuff tomorrow. Another tricky one here. Calgary and Winnipeg. Zach Collaros is back practicing with the Bombers. Stamps are seeing it's up to 5 right now, 47.5, and I don't want to be redundant, but I think this game gets...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
It's there too, to the over. You know, we're not asking for much. Mid-20s for both teams. Calgary's defense is vulnerable. Their offense has shown flashes. They've been able to move the football this year with Mayer. You know, 28-23 style football game here, guys. Right on the number type of deal. But that, you know what I mean? That gets me over 47.5. I like the over of this game.
Hey, Winnipeg won that last game, Gabe. I kind of agree with the over, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll be taking the points with the Stamps.
Winnipeg are not good. Even though they won last week.
Give me the point.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. So the Bombers are laying 5. We've got to keep it rolling. We've got a couple of minutes here. Bombers are, and we got Wimbledon too. I want to get some Wimbledon. Bombers are like 5 total, 47.5. That's on Friday. Rough Riders and the BC Lions, that game of the week this week at the CFL. Undefeated Rough Riders, former Michigan Wolverine Shea Patterson, Ole Miss quarterback, took over for an injured Trevor Harris. It was a rocky start, but it was the dink and dunk stuff, and they were turning like 7-yard little dump passes into 35-yard gains. But he started to get confidence, and he started to run around a little bit. Patterson is capable. Like, he's got a lot of talent. He just, you know, he's never really gotten a chance at the pro level before, but this is going to be different. But the only thing is, I think people are a little eager about BC laying the points here. Saskatchewan and BC always play crazy, weird games. And the Rough Riders just always play crazy, weird games. And as we remind people, and I know you know, Babano, the Rough Riders are 14-1 to the over in their last 15 football games. I'm taking the over 52 in this game. We'll cut to the chase.
Yeah, I mean, you just ride it now until it stops winning. I mean, that's all you do. I mean, I've been on the Saskatchewan over thing since this, you know, early in this run last year, and I've been on most of these overs. So I'm coming right back to it. Now, look, there was a lot of defensive scores, special team scores last week to put that game over with Saskatchewan and Toronto. But, look, Patterson on the road is going to be tough, but I thought he got better in the second half last week. BC's defense is not a shutdown defense, but I do think Vernon Adams in the BC Play Stadium, he'll light it up. It'll be, and both games with BC and Saskatchewan down the stretch last year went over. But I'm going to look to Saskatchewan as well now at 7.5. I know no Trevor Harris, but 4-0 straight up, 4-0 against the spread. They play BC tough, and there's no way you're getting this many points with Saskatchewan in this game if Trevor Harris is healthy. This is a Trevor Harris injury point spread. And I think it's value to Saskatchewan. Their defense is getting better. They're going to look to run the football with Ouellette. You know, I think for Patterson, just don't turn it over, and you're going to keep your team in the game. And I think Saskatchewan can hang in the game getting that number.
Bottom line, though, is this, Babano. We saw that. We saw BC. And I, when you watch those guys up close, Gabe, you do. Their coaching staff, Vernon Adams, he wasn't happy with a lot of things, too. They wanted even, like, a couple drives where they stalled. It's like the second half, they showed nothing. It was all vanilla. The game was already wrapped up. And now you're taking Patterson on the road to a hostile environment. And you're right, Babano. You make a good case. It's a lot of points. But I think BC, like, might win this game by like 13. And I usually bet dogs. I like the line.
The thing is, the back door is going to be open. I could see BC being up like 30-20 with 4 minutes left. And, oh, hey, it's 30-26 now, right? Like,
they beat Calgary by 9 at home, and they needed a late field goal to cover. And they only beat Edmonton by 3 at home. And Saskatchewan's
Because they're overpriced, Babano. You talked about the Alouettes. BC are like the popular team, if you'll notice. Like, their game's usually on CBS Sports Network. I've caught on to this. People know who Vernon Adams is. Like, they're a flashy team. They put points up. People win money betting on them for the last couple of years. They didn't win the title, but they've been a great regular season team. I've had success with these 10-point teasers in the CFL. And here's one, guys. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday job, though. Calgary Stampeders plus 15. BC Lions minus 3. Edmonton Elks plus 6. And listen, the Elks have lost 4 games this year by a combined 17 points. So they're in every football game that they play. And they're going to be in this football. Like, either the Elks lose a real heartbreaker or they're going to blow the Red Blacks out. Looks like Drew Brown, former Oklahoma State Cowboys, is going to be out. Dustin Crum, Kent State Golden Flash, in. Listen, he showed some flashes, pardon the pun, last year. He's pretty mobile. He made some plays. But Drew Brown's a lot better than he is. And this changes their offense a lot. And Edmonton don't suck. They just need to finish and close it out. Everybody's on the Edmonton Elks here, guys. It's 4 where I see them. There's even 5s popping up out there. Everybody loves the Elks, guys. I like the Elks this week. Who do you like, Babano?
Yeah, I do too. Just don't screw it up. You're off a bye week.
Just don't screw it up.
But look at this game. This is good.
They're 2-26 in their last 28 home games. So, yeah, they screw it up a lot.
Great losses by a few goals.
Yeah, we got to wait points for these guys? Yeah. Like, I know it's a great spot, but I can just see them screwing this
up. That's why I want them in teasers or on a. I only want to hope that they need to win. And I like them, but listen, we're out of it.
I'll be honest, guys. I took money line early in the week, minus 165. I laid a bigger price.
Yeah, that was smart.
It's up to 180. Yeah, it's like 180, 190. Yeah.
No, it's 210 now.
210? Yeah. On my book, it's 190 on one of them. That's a good price. Better click.
Yeah, it's some 210s. All right, we're already out of here. So, like I said, for that golf odds boost, top 20, Rory McIlroy, Aaron Rye, Robert McIntyre. Top 20, first round, 28-1. I'm going to roll the dice on that.
Love it, Moretti. Guys, if you're going to get these picks in, remember it's in Scotland. 2 o'clock Eastern is the first tee-off time. Get your bets in, baby.
1 hour.
Yeah, 1 hour.
Yeah, so the West Coast, bet it now. Other than that, you're on your own later.
Now.
Start.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.